When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Shout out to everyone who was out at Citi Field today with Rick and Dave, or pregame with them this morning at Publicans, and they had. I heard Rick had a hell of a day. That's what it sounded like.
I thought maybe at some point we could have either of the two, Dave or Rick, come on after the Met game that's still going on, by the way, and talk about their day and talk about the game. But apparently, Rick is in no condition.
It's been a long day. You know, you mean he's tired?
Sure, we could say that.
Anthony came in during the break and berated me.
Yeah, how about that?
And said, I think you're a fraud for being excited about the Knicks series. You're a Celtics fan.
You'd know if it was a berating.
I don't know. You don't seem the beratable type.
Oh, no, I'm sure he doesn't seem beratable to us. He just seems ticked at random moments.
Peter's a fraud. He said he called you a fraud, which I guess by the letter of the law you are.
Yes.
Although you had a very interesting point. You know, put yourself in Peter's spot. You are working in a major market called New York. What are you supposed to do? You know, root against the team that everybody's rooting for? Now, I do think it'll be interesting if they get to the conference final what you're going to do. I mean, I would think you're going to root for the Celtics.
Oh, if they played?
Yeah.
Of course I would. But here's the real fraudulence. I would be pulling for the Celtics. I don't know. Like, let's suppose the Knicks had some miracle series and they were like had a chance to win. I don't know how sad I'd be if the Celtics lost until I got to the moment. There's a chance if the series played out in a certain way that I'd be heartbroken. And I'm like, I hate this Knicks team. There's also a chance I'd go, you know what? Celtics have won before. I'm excited to see the city.
These are all fraudulent things.
It's either fraud or just not as big a Celtics fan as he once was.
No. Well, listen, I've said this, though, on the program very honestly before. The only team that I am an unmitigated everyone else die except them is the Commanders. That is the only team that's like that. And even then, by the way, I did say this past season, I meant it. I was excited for the Jets season. I was like, oh, cool.
But that's different.
One team to be excited for, and at that time they were on our airwaves, and I was like, this will be cool.
You could be excited for the Jets. You can't be excited for the Giants.
No, I can't. That's why I included the Jets.
The Jets is...
But the Knicks, and I don't mean to be disrespectful to Knicks fans, as a Celtics fan, like, I don't hate the Knicks like
why
that.
Why would you?
When I was a kid, there was one...
It's like the Bulls hating the Knicks.
Yeah, I mean, no disrespect, but like in my lifetime, the Knicks had never done anything to the Celtics. Same with the Sixers, all due respect. Like I dislike them, but I don't hate the Sixers. So is it fraudulent? Sure. But I've been living here now my entire adult life. I married a woman, although she did say today, hey, you're trying to make me become a Commies fan. You got to be a Knicks fan. So, and she grew up a Giants fan. I've been trying to recruit her because she's not a big Giants fan. So I'm like, enough. Come on. Just join me.
Well,
but it is hard as you get older. And I'm never going to be able, even though I'm having fun this year by saying I've chosen the Yankees as my New York team, I can't ever. I'm not saying I wouldn't cheer along with Yankees fans if they were in the World Series and be like, good, I'm happy for you guys. I love the Yankees. But I would never be a Yankee fan. You grew up rooting for the Orioles. You hate the Yankees. I didn't grow up hating the Knicks. It's just not the same thing. I hate the Giants, the Yankees. I got no issue with the Mets. It's every team is sort of different when you're
well. For as much as Baltimore has trolled Michael for his comments from a couple days ago, there's clearly some hatred between Baltimore and the Yankees.
Listen, if you grew up going to Orioles games in Memorial and then Camden Yards, every game you went to was 65% Yankee fans, if not more. And you'd get trounced on. I'd be a little kid watching Dave Winfield hitting bombs off of Mike Boddicker, and the crowd would be cheering, all Yankee fans. So it was, you really hated the Yankees. Even in the 80s, Don, even when they weren't great, they still killed the Orioles very often.
Yeah, definitely one-sided. But I wonder, I need Anthony to be the arbiter of this.
He doesn't know.
It's not apples to apples, I agree. But I'm kind of in a similar situation as Peter.
Here we go.
I became the Ranger announcer.
Different.
Hold on.
Well, let me finish.
Okay. Let the man talk.
And so I felt that in order for me to be able to do my job and to be able to just move forward with the decision I made to become a Ranger announcer / play-by-play guy, was that I had to then say goodbye to the Devils from a fan standpoint. I still would like them to do well because I want all the hockey teams to do well because you know how much I love hockey. But I had to shelve my Devil fandom because now I'm all in on the Rangers. So I think it's similar to the fact that you've committed yourself to New York and you want the Knicks to do well. Should he make the same decision and say, well, if I'm going to be in on the Knicks and work in New York and go to games and want the team to do well, maybe it's in my best interest to just shelve my Celtic fandom and just be in on the Knicks.
Well, that's the difference. You've chosen to do that.
Yeah, that's
Peter
fair.
Still says, I'm still a Celtics fan, but I'm pulling for the Knicks. That, for me, as a New Yorker,
I felt I was under an obligation because I'm collecting a paycheck from MSG and I can't be walking around with a Devil jersey. Just that wouldn't make any sense. I can't. And I can't do it. And it was an easy decision for me because I'm now in on the Rangers. Why wouldn't I be? I work for them. I want them to do well. So I made that commitment. I can't make both work. If you think you can make both work, good on you. But maybe you just make life easier if you're that passionate about the Knicks doing well to just say, hey, I had my time with the Celtics. I loved it. I don't regret ever being a Devil fan. I had a ball being a Devil fan. Some of my best memories of hockey are as a Devil fan. But in order for me to be able to do my job and move forward, I killed it.
I don't think I can do that.
Okay.
I hear you. Everything you're saying makes sense, but...
No, you know what? I wasn't sure I could do it either until 2012 when they're playing each other in the conference final.
The thing.
And Henrique scores and I'm disappointed. It was a visceral reaction. I didn't want my season to end. I wanted to continue to do a Ranger game. Like, that's when it finally came out of me. Maybe if they're playing in the conference final, maybe you'll find yourself jumping up for a Josh Hart 3 and go, oh my God, I didn't expect that to happen. I guess I got to put it to bed.
That's exactly right. And if that happened, I can't imagine the feel. It would be like saying goodbye to a relationship. It'd be a big deal for me. Larry Bird was like so much of what got me into sports in the
way
that I was.
But that still could be. Like I could still look fondly back at, you know, Scott Stevens or go back to, you know, John McClain and Pat Verbeek. I mean, you can't take away my childhood.
Speaking of Pat Verbeek.
Wait a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the phone line right now.
Okay. I was going to say, is Pat
Verbeek. Hey, Pat.
Who are the Ducks taking in the draft?
How you doing, Pat?
Hey, guys. It's me, Pat Verbeek.
Oh, listen. and for all any of our audience knows, that's how Pat sounds.
This is my voice.
Just me, Pat Verbeek.
Oh, this is so Andrew.
Andrew, is today your birthday?
It sure is.
Happy birthday, yeah. Buddy. And is it the big 4-0?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's also true.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, on your birthday, you have to watch. You can't be. Yeah. Are you going to enjoy tonight? Is this going to be nothing but misery?
No.
This is misery, right?
Yeah, this is. No, these games are not fun. Like, for a neutral fan, this is still one of the best first-round series I think I've ever seen. Like,
really,
the point differential through six games is plus +2 to Philly. Like, and the team that's losing in the series. I mean, it's been these teams don't like each other. They're rivals. Their fan bases hate each other. Like, it's an amazing series. But if you're a fan, certainly of the Sixers, Knicks fans are still in the honeymoon phase, so maybe this is fun for them. But the Sixers were very beaten down and kind of weathered. Like, no, this is not really fun to go through.
So, okay, that's a great segue. So I want to ask you, of course, about Game 5. But before that, you said a really interesting point there about the honeymoon phase versus where the Sixers are. My theory behind Michael Rubin and Josh Harris and company buying 2,000 tickets to ensure that Sixers fans are in the building. My theory, Andrew, is that this very passionate Sixers base sort of is used to being in the playoffs year to year and was just not charged up about the playoffs this year. Is that what you imagine happened here? Or how do you explain how it became MSG South in game four?
Well, it's a combination of both things. Like, the Sixers fan base being in that position of just like, all right, here we go again. Like, yes, we're excited. It's the playoffs. But Embiid is hurt. We're the seven seed. Like, last year was horrifying. The year before was horrible. Like, it's just kind of, we're beaten down. Like, it's the most beaten down fan base in the city right now by a long shot. Whereas the Knicks fans are coming at it in the exact polar opposite moment of, like, it's like being in a relationship. Like, the Sixer fans are in a year 10 of a bad marriage, and the Knicks fans are, like, in this brand new relationship where it's like you're just loving on each other, and, like, you can't stop. And, like, it's the combination of both things happening simultaneously. So, and by the way, I remember as a kid, like, this is new because it's happening in the playoffs, and that makes it weird. But, like, the Knicks fan base extends deep into Central Jersey. It's arguably the biggest fan base of all of New York's teams.
Yep.
Like, as big as the Yankees are, there's still 35% of the city that's a Mets fan. So, like, the Knicks fans just have a larger fan base, and they've been so bad for so long, so they haven't really traveled. But I was going to Sixers games as a kid when the Knicks had Ewing, and the Sixers were terrible, and they were taking over the Spectrum.
Yeah.
And the early days of the what was then the Corsate Center, they were taking it over then too. Now it's kind of like come back around again, where the Sixers are sort of meh, and the Knicks are awesome, and it's happening again.
Yeah, listen, I'm seeing reports that the Carolina is shutting down. Only North Carolina area codes and zip codes are allowed to purchase tickets in Carolina for the Rangers series, because New York travels. New York has always traveled, and especially Knicks fans. Most Knicks fans, Andrew, now all of a sudden they're nervous. And why wouldn't they be? Now it's become a series because of what happened at the end of Game 5. Do you feel like, as a fan, you found new life, or do you think you just prolong the inevitable?
Put it this way, I'd still rather be the Knicks than the Sixers. Like, I know because of the nature of that loss, I understand why Knicks fans would be nervous. But you've already won in Philly. You still have another game at the Garden, should it come to that. Like, I don't know. I still feel like the Knicks are the better team. Like, think of what it took for the Sixers to have to get to a Game 6. Like, that Tyrese Maxey performance was otherworldly. Embiid, I don't think, has anything left. Like, do the Sixers have two more games where Embiid can give them a 65% of what he is performance, and the Sixers still find ways to win those games? Like, that's still kind of hard for me to believe. But the Knicks haven't really been in a position like this in recent times where they've had to take a punch like that. So we don't really know how they're going to respond. There's not much of a history there that tells us, you know, how they're going to bounce back from that. So there is uncertainty, but I don't know, Tibbs and Brunson and just like some of these like Villanova guys that are just tough. Like I'd still rather be the Knicks than the Sixers.
Take us through how Game 5 played out in the Gundling household. Like, where you were at mentally with 2 minutes to go, 1 minute to go, and also where that comeback ranks for you in great Sixer moments.
So for great Sixer moments, from like the Maxey perspective of it, that's the most like, what can I say? I'm trying to remember what I can and can't say on ESPN. Like, that's the most cojones performance by a Sixer since Allen Iverson in Game 1 of the 2001.
You remember, we like to say cubes.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, cubes. That's the most cubes performance by Sixer. For him to do that in the Garden, facing elimination, and like, I think Philly fans have known for a while now. I mean, Maxey won Most Improved Player this year. He was an All-Star. Like, he's clearly good. Philly fans have known for a while that he's more than just a fringe All-Star. He's really good. But now everyone knows. Like, this has been the most watched series of the first round. 7 points in 17 seconds with your season on the line. And what was cool about it too was like, we know he has it in him. He had 50 plus point games 3 times this season, so he can do that. But in the playoffs last year, this year, he defers to Embiid. He just does. I don't know if he's told to or if it's just kind of in him that, like, Embiid's our MVP, so I have to defer to him. That's how he's been, and I think it's bothered Sixer fans. And then finally, in this game, you know, I know he said Embiid said to him kind of like, I need your help tonight. He just went and did it. Like, there was no more thinking or looking where Embiid is. It was just, I'm doing this tonight. It was, I mean, it was as fun to watch as any Sixer performance I've ever seen. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And it felt very Sixers that after he hit that 35-footer, I was still kind of like, okay, I screamed. I was like, oh my God, that actually had just happened. And then, but like, the Sixer fan in me was still, oh my God, there's 8 seconds left and there goes Brunson. And I was just like waiting for the Knicks to win it. But credit to Nicholas Batum. And then even in overtime, the Sixers went down 5 right away. And I'm thinking, oh, you see teams get to the top of the mountain, but like, they can never get over it. Is that going to be another case here? But Maxey again, another 3, the Embiid and 1. Yeah, it was kind of one of those games where I was like, we're not going to win this game until I saw zeros on the clock. I was just like, I can't believe this is just not a game the Sixers win. Incredible. One of my favorite Sixer performances that I've ever seen.
And we're told, Peter, that he's excited about the 9 o'clock tip.
Really? You're into the 9 o'clock? Oh, kids to bed?
It's everything. Like, I see so much complaining. Oh no, 9 o'clock. And like, I get it. For people who wake up early for their jobs, I understand, but with a 4-year-old and an 8-year-old, like bedtime, like 7 o'clock starts, Don, you understand, like, they're the worst. Like,
I know.
It's, you're trying to watch on your phone. You're like, should I just DVR this and pick it up when bedtime is over? Like, oh, when I saw 9 o'clock, I was just, oh, thank God, I can actually just.
Yeah, no, that
watch.
Makes sense. And logistically it makes sense, but it bothers me the same way a 4:25 bothers me in the NFL. It's like, come on, yeah, kick yeah. off already. I'm anxiously awaiting this game all week, and now I've got to wait another 3.5 hours for it to start, or when they're a Sunday night game or a Monday night game. It's like, come on, play the game already. That's what I'm thinking. I'm used to the game, you know, the show being over, getting home, and then watch the game. Like, it's going to be very tense for a lot of Knicks fans to have to sit there and, you know, get home from work and still have to wait another couple of hours before the game tips off. But for logistically, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, because then you can just have that moment to yourself.
Now, Andrew, I'm right that you have told the dentist story on the air before, right?
I think so. I don't...
Not details, that just that there is a story.
No, I think he's told the story on the air.
Yeah, I don't think I ever used names or anything, but I'm pretty sure at some point it came up that a dentist, like, hurt me when I was a little kid.
While you were under.
No.
He was awake.
Wide awake.
What kind of
Wide
story
awake.
Do you think this is, Don?
What story do you remember?
This isn't like a Harvey Weinstein story.
I don't think he was sexually assaulted. I thought that he was like physically, but I thought he was under.
What's the story?
That a dentist, this guy was a monster, and he I think I was 2 or 3, and I was just very scared, as many kids are, of going to the dentist, and I was squirming and like crying hysterically and all those things, and I don't remember it too well, but it's been retold to me because my mom and my grandma were with me, that when I came out of the dentist's office, I was bleeding from my neck, my throat. And
oh my God.
They tried to go back and talk to him, and he wouldn't come out. The hygienist said, oh, he was squirming, so I don't know. I remember him like kind of putting his hand over my mouth. I don't know. It was, so, and then he got in, and then this dentist got in a lot of trouble. We moved away, and then he got in more trouble for similar things, and I think he lost his license.
I'd like to go on the
actual legal thing.
You said you were 2 or 3 years old, and you were squirming quite a bit?
I think I was 3.
I'd like to go on the record as saying I think you were asking for it. This behavior deserves a punch.
Bleeding from the neck?
Yeah, stern punch in the neck. That's what I say.
Now, let's try to clean this up, because it's been a long time. But just retell the Jay-Z story.
Oh, yeah. So, Andrew, just in case there are people who have missed it, you don't have to give the amazing version that it does exist on YouTube. Someone had ripped it and put it up there. But we have new listeners every day. Really quickly, It's your 40th birthday. One of the great moments you ever had on the show. Can you just give us, you were casually talking one day. Do you remember how Jay-Z came up and what inspired you to tell the story?
I have no memory of that.
So whatever, we're having a conversation, probably talking about meeting celebrities, right? And by the way, oh my God, Andrew wins the In the Wild conversation. We were having a conversation the other day about meeting celebrities in the wild. So, but anyways, at that time, we're having a conversation about celebrities or Jay-Z, and Andrew just tells us this quick story. But go ahead.
Yeah, the quick version is we were on vacation in the Caribbean, and we took a boat out one day, and like we had kind of like a guy who was in charge of it, and he took us to like basically a private island. There was no one there, but there were like beach chairs and a volleyball net. And so we like set anchor or whatever they say off the island. And all of a sudden another like much bigger boat, like a yacht basically, pulled up not too far off. And we went up on shore to like hang out. And then that boat sent off a little dinghy that like rowed up onto shore. And here we are on this private deserted island, me, my family, and the friends we were with. And coming off that yacht was Jay-Z and Beyonce and their crew. And we hung out with them on the island. It was literally just us and them. And we played volleyball together. It was surreal. Can't believe it happened, but I swear to you, it's all true. One of the craziest things.
And then hold on, then fast forward, and a couple days later, New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, there was like a big party in this kind of like, almost like a town square kind of thing. They like shut it down and there was music there and dinner and stuff. And they were there again. There was a roped off section for them and their people. And they, you know, we like everyone were trying to get kind of close to see Jay-Z and Beyonce, and they recognized us and they kind of like came over to us and said Happy New Year and gave us like hugs and stuff. It was crazy.
Now for people,
it's ridiculous.
The people don't know. It's a phenomenal story. I knew Andrew Gunling for years before he told us that story. Like he kept it. You weren't gonna, like, that'd be the first, we'd be like, right, we'd be texting each other as it's happening. Like this, he is so humble a guy that we had to pry it out of him.
No, it only happened because it happened after I came along, and my head almost exploded. Now Andrew, my favorite detail about the story, you left it out of this version, but correct me if I'm wrong, weren't you guys sort of rotating teams during the volleyball? So like there'd be a time where you end up playing with Beyonce and then like your father-in-law's playing with Jay-Z. Did I make that part up?
No, that's right. Like, yeah, like Jay-Z, I should say, he was the coolest. Like, he took control. Like, he set up the game. He like divvied up teams. Like, it was him. Like, he was the one kind of like in charge. We rotated teams a little bit and all that stuff. And yeah, it was all his doing.
It's the best story.
Why do I feel there's even more to the story that he won't tell us?
He's like,
he's just such a good guy. Oh, yeah. He's just such a good guy. He's not a braggart at all. Like, that's what makes him.
Me and Jay did this weird wife swap thing. It wasn't a big deal. I don't want to get into it, but that's Amanda's story to tell. You know, don't worry about it. Andrew, we love you. Happy birthday. We hope you lose tonight, but we hope it's not painful.
Right. Not too much luck tonight.
What do you mean we?
Wait a minute. You missed the whole thing.
Well, Anthony just called me a fraud. Well, because I have admitted that I'm firmly excited by this series and am very much pulling for the New York Knicks.
I mean, I guess Sixers-Celtics is more of a rivalry than Sixers-Knicks, but it feels a little bit like, if you're a Celtics fan in this, it's kind of like, it's like watching Eagles-Cowboys as a Giants fan.
I don't hate, he wants a run. No, I like this Knicks team. They're a very likable team.
And he did say, I'm not putting words in your mouth, he did say that he could see a scenario in which if the Knicks were to beat the Celtics in the conference final, that he wouldn't be that upset about it. Because he'd be happy for the Knicks.
It's possible. I won't know how I feel until we get there, but I'll just say it's a weird season because the Celtics are championship or bust. There was nothing fun about that Heat series. It was nothing. It was like, Andrew, you get it. It was like watching nothing. Like, just get this done with. 100%. What are we doing? And so you're just waiting. So this past 2 weeks, I've looked way more forward to the Knicks-Sixers games than the Celtics-Heat games.
Well, your only interest then, because you're right, it is championship or bust for the Celtics. They should probably win a title. They're unbelievable. Your only interest in this series should be what presents an easier matchup for the Celtics should we wind up meeting the winner of this series. And so whoever you think is weaker is probably how I would be rooting if I were you.
Yeah, no, then you're probably a better fan than I am, because I'm definitely rooting for the Knicks, even if they're... But I don't think they're a bigger challenge anyway, but I am a bit of a fraud. I acknowledge that. But you know what I'm not a fraud about? My love for you, Andrew. Happy yes. birthday, bud. You're the best.
Love you. Happy
Thanks
birthday,
so much,
buddy.
Guys. Love you guys, too.
All right, buddy.
Thanks.
Take care. Later.
40.
That's him.
There's a world in which Andrew Gunling is 40.
Mm. When you met him, he was like, what, in his early 20s?
Yeah.
Early mid-20s.
How long did he work?
And never forget this, Don.
Hey, guys, it's me, Pat Verbe.
He has, Andrew has like one of the great sneaky senses of humor of all time.
Hey, guys, it's me, Pat Verbe.
And listen, we love Anthony.
Yeah.
But there can be a world in which we love Anthony and miss Andrew.
No. Michael's the only one who would jump in and go, that's real nice to Anthony. Some would say it's not even rude to say we prefer Andrew.
Sure.
And if Anthony were to walk out and come back as Andrew, that people would rejoice.
My goodness.
That's just one on a walk.
Anthony's just staring off into space right now. What are you staring at, Anthony? You're scaring me.
Was Peter saying something?
No.
Oh,
don't worry about it. Hey, guys, it's what's up. It's me. It's Peter for Security Dodge, Long Island Ram and Wrangler headquarters. Did you hear about the 30 for 30 sale? Come get some. You could take up to 30% off MSRP during the next 30 days on brand new Jeep Grand Cherokee 4XEs and Gladiators. All up to 30% off MSRP. Go see Michelle Scalise during their Memorial Day sales event and come get some.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8. SAVE. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Sorry, I was just getting information that was mind-blowing to me. I did not know until moments ago that the company has exploded. The company being the hardcore listenership of our wonderful morning show of DPH on Rothenberg, and that the company has exploded, and that there's now a TCA, which is the company of Jace.
Yes.
Don't you think, I feel like I'm obligated that someone should have told me that something's called the company of Jace.
I thought I told you because Lonnie took me aside at the remote we did at the Rutherford to say that he is now parted ways with the company, but he still loves us, and I said, okay. Yeah, I thought I came back and I told you.
What? How many people?
Maybe I didn't. I don't know. But
how many people, Ray, how many people is the company of Jace a big group? I mean, It's they made him a jersey. There's a Santiago jersey that says
everybody's got a jersey. Dave, Rick, RJ, everybody.
So let me get this straight.
Ray says humongous big.
So let me get this straight. How many people are still left in the company? There's still people left in the company too, and right. There's the company of Jays, and Rick and Dave are a part of both.
Yes,
they get done.
I think we are too.
I'm not a part of the company. I don't listen. Well, I'm not saying I don't want their listenership. I'm just saying I'm not a member of any sort of faction. You know, I'm not NWO Black, NWO the Black and Red, the Black and White, whatever it is. Wow, so many things.
Well, as long as they all still support the station,
that's right.
And
that's all
DNR.
We care about.
But they had a great event today. Mets just won. Lindor, who had to leave the game with flu-like symptoms last night and didn't start today. Comes into the game, hits a big bases-clearing double in the bottom of the 11th. Mets win 7-6.
Wow.
And they split the series with Chicago. So after getting...
Hold on.
They were finish.
That's right.
They were shut out last night on a tough call at the plate, in which Marco stayed up to watch and was very excited.
Really?
Then had to wait out the four-minute replay to confirm that Alonso was out. But the Mets bounce back. They win. Yankees lose. But the Knicks...
Hey, guys.
O'clock.
It's me, Pat Verbee.
So let's go back to the very busy phone lines, guys. 1-800-919-3776.
You know what's good about that drop? They cut off the K. So it's almost like he's rhyming. Hey, it's me, Pat for B.
Well, it wasn't a clean drop.
Right. Yeah, there was a laugh. It was a laugh.
No,
on
but I think it's funny to say, hey, it's me, I'm Pat for B.
Hey guys, it's me, Pat Verbeek.
Listen, I'm the biggest hockey fan going. I mean, I can live with Pat Verbeek being disrespected for a good drop.
I think he'll get over it. Hey, you know who wants to talk about some New York Knicks basketball? It would be John, all Long Island. Hey, John. John?
Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing?
There he is. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going? My biggest concern, I'm very confident in the Knicks, but what are they going to do? I mean, I don't understand how they're going to make it with just seven players. You know, aren't they going to have to, like, include Alec Burks somehow? I mean, and what other choices? We really don't have anybody else. Everybody else is on, like a two-way contract almost, you know, relating it to the NHL. But, you know, what are they going to do?
I don't know if the problem is the number of players, John, because the Sixers basically are playing eight players. The Celtics basically play eight players. So there are other teams.
Seven?
There are other teams doing close to that. The problem is, in that seven, do you have other guys who can contribute offensively enough? That, to me, is the biggest issue. Yeah. But it's a fair point. And, John, I think he won't use more than seven. I mean, this is not a Tibbs thing. He does not go deep on his bench.
Yeah, but you gotta give me more than just seven, though, right? What's the matter with Achiuwa?
I don't know what the matter
is. He had some moments. Play at all in game five.
As we welcome in our friends on Yes. Hey there.
Tee-wee.
Hey there. Yeah, welcome on Tee-wee. I don't know what's up with Precious Achiuwa. I don't know. But how much contribution are you going to get? You know what we need to talk about getting more contribution from is OG Anunoby. Now, OG has been such a big part of this team being successful, but we haven't talked about him being a major contributor offensively also.
He had 17 in the last game, but played over 50 minutes. Hart, 53 minutes. Brunson, just shade under 51 minutes.
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that up because Josh Hart was asked about the amount of time that he's been playing in the playoffs.
Not really, because this is how I play in the regular season. You know what I mean? For me, it's not anything added, or it's like added intensity or anything like that. I play 100%, you know, whenever I step on the court. So for me, my body's used to playing at that level, playing at that intensity. So, you know, when, you know, it's the playoffs, my body's not shocked. And it's like, oh, hold on. Wait one second. What are we doing? So
I'm sorry. Human beings get tired. Professional athletes get tired. When you're playing that many more minutes than everybody else, after a long season in which you didn't miss any, no load management for this team, and I love it. I love the way that Tibbs treats the regular season. It's really something I wish the rest of the NBA would take a cue from. But I'm sorry, you're going to get tired. And when you get tired, you're going to make mental errors. You're going to turn the ball over. You're going to miss foul shots. You're going to foul when you shouldn't foul. Like Mitchell Robinson, he didn't spend a ton of minutes, 25 minutes, but it's a lot for him. And he's coming off an injury. Peter, I just can't discount. Well, listen, they've been doing it all year. They don't get tired. People get tired. And when they get tired, they make mistakes. And mistakes were made in game five. Going and thinking you're going to win a championship with seven guys is going to come back to hurt you. And it probably won't be in this series. I still think they're going to win. But you're going to have to start finding other people. And I don't know why Achiuwa didn't play. Again, maybe he's nursing something. Obviously, Tibbs knows more than we do. But why are we talking about Burks? Why are we talking about playing, guys that haven't played all year? We got a call yesterday that Shake Milton should get in the game. No, Precious Achiuwa should be in the game. He should be getting minutes. There's no reason in the world that there should be three guys that play every minute of the game.
Let's talk to Flavio in Brooklyn. Hey, Flavio.
What's up, baby?
Hey, Peter. Hey, Don. So I'm excited for tonight. I feel like game five could be a blessing in disguise because, this is probably what they needed. But I was thinking about it because I'm part of a Discord, and a lot of, I think even Vegas is feeling that Joel Embiid is going to have a monster night. I think they're predicting him the over-under is 30.5. I know a lot of people are picking the over. But in order to win tonight, if you're the Knicks, wouldn't you want him to go off as opposed to Maxey? Because I feel like when Maxey goes off, I mean, he's like a firecracker. Like, he's all over the place. And I feel like maybe the tire legs has something to do with, Maxey taking advantage of it. So I don't know. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I can live with both of them under 50 combined. But if you start getting to where they're both going to go crazy and they're going to both finish over 30 points, that's going to be a problem. But if you tell me that, Embiid gets 50, but you're able to shut everybody else out, when we normally see the games being very competitive when that ends up happening.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
So lots on the table. Knicks, the biggest story. 9 o'clock tonight, 8:30 pre. Dan Grasa, 9 o'clock tip. Pat O'Keefe and Monica McNutt. Knicks, Sixers game 6. And reports are that no matter what happens tonight, game one of the next round series between either the Knicks or the Pacers, Knicks or the Bucks, would begin on Monday. So that fuels the speculation that the Rangers will start their series on Sunday. We don't have a time. Nothing's been official. I'm assuming at some point today we're going to find out that the Rangers are on Sunday. They got to let us know. It's already Thursday. We know the game's going to be at the Garden. Now, there was talk, Peter, of there possibly being four games on Sunday in the NHL, three game sevens, and then the Ranger Hurricane game one, where do you put them all? But the Edmonton Oilers won last night. That's one of the game sevens that isn't going to happen. And there still could be three games, but you could probably put the Rangers on it at 7 or 8 o'clock and have the other games be in the afternoon or whatever. But it looks like Sunday Rangers, Monday Knicks. But Knicks have to win. And I think they will, but I have a feeling it's going to be on Saturday in Game 7. But stranger things have happened. Knicks have already won in Philadelphia. And we saw the Sixers bounce back after their tough Game 2 loss. So the Knicks, no reason why they shouldn't be able to bounce back.
And with that, Don, let's keep talking New York Knicks basketball. Let's go to Lang in Connecticut. Hey, Lang.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Don, I think you hit the nail on the head. Having taught and teach sports psychology at Michael's alma mater, beloved prestigious institution,
oh, wow.
Fatigue does play a role. Yeah, and just an adjunct. Don't get excited. But it does play a role in terms of manualizing automated processes, mechanics. But that's not the point of the call. What I wanted to mention was Dante. I think back to the 2021 playoffs, Knicks versus Hawks, and Reggie Bullock reminds me of Dante. He had a phenomenal regular season. And in the playoffs, with the exception of Game 2, and of course Dante hit the big three, and then in Game 4 he hit back-to-back threes in the third, mounting the comeback in Philly, Dante has been non-existent. And I just really hope that they get to a good start tonight, because I don't see them recovering if they fall back in the first quarter by 10 or 12, and that they spray it. You know, you hear Tibbs always say, get in the paint and spray it out. And that's where Dante needs to come into play and hit 3-4. I think the stat I read was if Dante hits more than two or three threes, they haven't lost a game in the series. So I think that's going to be the biggest indicator on whether or not they win.
Well, I think he has to hit his threes. He's got to be good from the perimeter. There's zero question about that.
That was a very good point, though. It has been not great for Dante DiVincenzo. And as we said earlier, unless someone else, a Precious Achiuwa, OG, unless someone else really brings something offensively, you're relying on a big Josh Hart or Dante DiVincenzo night to really give Jalen Brunson some breathing room. Don, I don't know if you got the which group text was it in? The lines for Jalen Brunson over the last several games.
Oh yeah,
these are insane numbers that he's putting up.
No, he's incredible.
The guy's doing crazy things that you can't possibly ask him for more. So he needs to get help. You can't expect 40 and 12 every single night from Jalen Brunson, even though that's what he's been giving you, essentially. So you got to hope that they get more. Hey, Matt in Middletown has something. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
What do you got, bud?
Nothing much. I was just calling in because I actually was on hold for a little bit because I noticed Andrew was getting on, which was fantastic for the business. By business, I mean the industry, of course. I was just wanted to say it was kind of when the time that he was mentioning that story was the time I got around to following the show, and I ended up seeing that clip on the Yes Network on YouTube. I want to say 2 months after I started following the show. So that was kind of crazy that that story came up today. And on top of that, Peter, one thing for you, what do you think about what's going on with Backlash? And then for Don, I'm going to Nashville tonight, actually. So any thoughts about the Predators game on Friday? Thanks, guys.
All right. You go start, Peter.
I'm excited for Backlash. I'm mostly excited for Jey Uso, Damian Priest. Very, very excited to see what New York's own friend of the show and Yankee fan, Damian Priest,
yeah,
to see what he can do in his World Heavyweight Championship match. But, I'm stoked about it. I wish I was going to be in France for it, but I will not be.
And he's going to go to Nashville Friday. Nashville
Preds,
plays
Don.
Game 6 against the Canucks. Canucks are up 3-2. I felt like with all the 3-1 series that it existed, there was like five of them at the time, I said, I think the team that's got the best chance of coming back from 3-1 down is Nashville. Because I felt like one of these teams is going to do it. It happens a lot in the NHL, more so than in the NBA and the Major League Baseball. I think Nashville can do it. Vancouver's depleted with their goaltending. They got a home game here in Game 6 after winning a really solid defensive battle in Game 5 in Vancouver. Vancouver is not a perennial playoff team. They're relatively new to this, you know, winning their division and being a high seed. I can see Nashville winning tomorrow and enforcing a Game 7 on Sunday. So I think if you're a Predators fan and just want to see a good game, I think that's going to be fun.
Guys, we have 1 hour until ENN. So the next hour is going to be nothing but Knicks fans, your expectations, concerns, level of nervousness. How are you watching the game? Thoughts on it being a 9 o'clock tip? We have one line open right now, 1-800-919-3776. And I got to tell you about my friends over at Bath Fitter who did my bath, did an amazing job, customized it for my needs. Process super easy, one expert installer, done in a day, no demo, no mess. And it's a permanent high quality solution with a lifetime guarantee. 3 million happy customers just like me, and for a limited time get 0% or save $500 on a complete Bath Fitter system. Start designing your bath today. The guy did it, bathfitterdesign.com. There's only one Bath Fitter.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.